Nørrebro, Copenhagen. Felix called for backup, drew his gun and ran over to the street door. He opened it with the master key he had been given by the rather strange building superintendent. He found the door to Katrine's flat and unlocked it.
Katrine,
he called. No reply.
Katrine!
Felix went into the living room and looked around. He found the place where he had seen a shadow from the outside. Whatever had been there was gone now. He felt his palms getting clammy. Felix switched his gun to the other hand, wiped his hand on his trousers, and released the gun's safety catch. The room was cold, and he felt a draft hitting him. He took the weapon into his right hand and opened a door which turned out to lead to the bedroom. A concentrated smell of Catherine's light and airy perfume distracted him for a moment while he brushed the walls in search of a light switch. A modern version of a Chinese rice paper lamp illuminated the room with a cold light that reminded him of the moon. The bed was made, and there was a pile of clothes on top of the covers. He looked inside a white closet and didn't find anything other than copious amounts of clothes. An impulse made him bend down and look underneath the bed. He froze when he noticed a small, cylindrical object, all the way inside by the wall. Felix lay down flat on the floor and wormed his way underneath the bed. He stretched his arm out to grasp for the thing. Soon after, he felt the smooth and slippery shape against the palm of his hand. He crawled out and held it to the light. It was a small glass vial. The label proclaimed it to be ketamine, the same tranquilizer that had been found in the other victims. He ran out of the bedroom, through the living room and into the kitchen, which also turned out to be empty. And it dawned on him that the perpetrator had managed to abduct Katrine, apparently through the kitchen door, which was standing slightly ajar. He could hear sirens in the distance. Even though his colleagues had responded extremely quickly, he had a feeling that they would arrive far, far too late. He tore open the kitchen door, ran down the